Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the evening news. First headlines. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton terms NPF and NDPP merger as notable political development in Nagaland. NPP Nagaland unit says NPF and NDPP merger marks new phase in Nagaland's political landscape. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo to deliver first address at traditional Central Executive Council meeting as leader of NPF Legislature Party. And Ayush Ministry urges citizens to adopt Ayurvedic preventive measures on eve of World Osteoporosis Day. And now the news in detail. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland and BJP Legislature Party leader Y. Patton has extended his congratulations to Naga People's Front and Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party on their merger, describing it as a notable political development in the state. Mr. Patton also congratulated Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo on being chosen as the leader of the NPF Legislature Party. He said that such political decisions reflect each party's strategy. Strategic choice and direction. The Deputy Chief Minister further stated that BJP respects the decision of its allies. Mr. Patton reiterated that the BJP remains focused on delivering development, transparency, and good governance across the state. The National People's Party NPP Nagaland Unit has congratulated the leadership and members of both NPF and NDPP on their formal merger. In his message, NPP State President A. Nyamnye Konyak said that with a stronger and unified position, the newly consolidated party will be able to pursue and realize its goals and commitments to the people of Nagaland. The state NPP president also congratulated Chief Minister of Nagaland, Dr. Nipyo Ryo, on being elected unopposed as the leader of the NPF Legislature Party, expressing hope that his continued leadership will guide the merged entity toward stability and cohesive governance. The party observed that the merger marks a new phase in Nagaland's political landscape, one that reflects a consolidated, opposition-less government. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo will address the traditional Central Executive Council CEC meeting of the Naga People's Front tomorrow. This will be Mr. Ryo's first address as the leader of the NPF Legislature Party following the merger. In this regard, the NPF has directed all CEC members, including division representatives, president's nominee, and all party MLAs to attend the meeting at the party's central office in Kohima. Ayush Ministry has urged citizens, especially the elderly and postmenopausal women, to adopt Ayurvedic preventive measures, balanced nutrition, and gentle physical activity to prevent osteoporosis. In a statement on the eve of World Osteoporosis Day, which is observed on 20th of October, the ministry said that by integrating these holistic practices into daily life, individuals can strengthen their bones and reduce the risk of fractures. It also stressed the critical need for early preventive care and lifestyle interventions to combat osteoporosis, as it is a silent but major public health challenge affecting millions of people worldwide.
World Osteoporosis Day is observed every year on October 20th to raise global awareness about the prevention, diagnosis and treatment of osteoporosis and related musculoskeletal diseases. Organized by the International Osteoporosis Foundation, the day highlights the significance of bone health and reduces the burden of osteoporosis-related fractures, especially in the aging population, as osteoporosis is often a silent, underdiagnosed and undertreated condition. The Ministry of Ayush has stated that this year's observance aims to raise awareness about bone health and Ayurvedic solutions for osteoporosis. Karhar Akashvani News, Kohima.
Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bhalla and Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has greeted the people on the occasion of Diwali. In his message, the governor expressed hope that the Festival of Lights bring peace, prosperity and happiness to all. He said, "As we celebrate the triumph of light over darkness and good over evil, let us embrace the spirit of harmony, compassion and togetherness." The governor wished that the radiance of Diyas brighten our paths with hope and wisdom, and that let this festive season inspire renewed strength and unity among us. Taking to social media, Chief Minister Ryu hope that the Festival of Lights bring blessings of harmony and prosperity to our lives. As we celebrate, he called on the people to spread kindness, nurture togetherness, and work towards a brighter tomorrow. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Minister for Steel and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy today urged farmers to prioritize organic farming as the use of pesticides lowers soil fertility. Addressing the inaugural event of the 3rd Agricultural Insect Biocontrol Expo and the 33rd Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, National Bureau of Agricultural Insect Resources, the Union Minister said that more farmers should come forward to cultivate pulses along with crops like paddy. He said India has become one of the world's top five economic powers and is set to become the third largest economic power. The Union Minister added that the central government has implemented several schemes for the welfare of farmers and is supporting every area of the agricultural sector. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Nagaland.
The GST reforms mark a crucial step towards strengthening Nagaland's economy by rationalizing tax rates across multiple industries. This has made products and services more affordable while improving earnings for local producers and entrepreneurs. The reforms bring a transformative opportunity for inclusive development, empowering artisans, farmers, and micro-enterprises. GST reforms have positioned Nagaland as a culturally rooted, growing center for trade and tourism. With GST reduced from 12% to 5%, nearly 44,000 women artisans will see higher earnings and wider reach for Nagaland's signature shawls and textiles. Over 13,000 bamboo and cane artisans stand to benefit with 5% GST, and roasted and extract coffee will become 6 to 11% cheaper with 5% GST. Around 2,200 smallholders and MSMEs will be greatly benefited with the GST reforms. Moreover, hospitality GST have been cut to 5%, which will make hotels up about 6% cheaper. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will pay homage to police martyrs on Police Commemoration Day at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi on Tuesday. This day marks the sacrifice of 10 valiant policemen who were ambushed and killed by heavily armed Chinese troops at Hot Springs in Ladakh on 21st October 1959. Since then, the day has been observed annually as Police Commemoration Day. As part of the commemorative event, Central Armed Police Forces and Central Police Organizations will organize various activities at the National Police Memorial from 22nd to 30th of this month. This include motorcycle rallies, Run for Martyrs, blood donation camps, essay and painting competitions for children, and screenings of video films highlighting the sacrifice, valor, and service of police personnel. The Nagaland Sepak Takraw senior team will participate in the 35th Senior National Sepak Takraw Championship from 23rd to 27th of this month at Manohar Parikar Indoor Stadium, Madgaon, Goa. A press release from the Nagaland Sepak Takraw Association stated that Holshe Creo and Puleno Nika will lead team as coaches. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton termed NPF and NDPP merger as notable political development in Nagaland. NPP Nagaland Unit says NPF and NDPP merger marks new phase in Nagaland's political landscape. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo to deliver first address at traditional Central Executive Council meeting as leader of NPF Legislature Party. And Ayush Ministry urges citizens to adopt Ayurvedic preventive measures on eve of World Osteoporosis Day. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.